even though it's almost the beginning of Advent, this morning for our chapel time, we'll be considering some of the words of Jesus from the cross on Good Friday. Our reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 to 43. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." These are the words of God. Do it. I dare you. More or less, that was what the first criminal that hung beside Jesus was telling him to do. He was daring Jesus to prove that he was really the Messiah by taking himself off of the cross and at the same time saving the two criminals that were hanging on either side of him. If he was going to believe in this Jesus, he was going to need proof that he could see for himself with his own eyes. The truth was that he didn't really expect anything out of Jesus, but he was just taking the opportunity to make fun of the Savior. But that insistence of having proof wasn't unique to that one criminal on the cross. You can remember the Pharisees from all throughout Jesus' time during his earthly ministry. And many of these Pharisees were firsthand witnesses to miracles that Jesus did. And even with these miracles, they still rejected the Savior and actively plotted for a way to kill him. You could also think of Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, that after Jesus' resurrection would say, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hands and I put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And you'll also remember Jesus' words to Thomas after he did appear, and Thomas did put his hands in the nail prints and put his hand in his side. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And we all know that sometimes we're the ones that insist on having some kind of visible proof or sign that God is really with us. Maybe you've been struggling with something in your life lately. Maybe your prayers go a little something like this: "Lord, I just need to know you're really there. Answer my prayers like I want you to." Maybe you're looking at news headlines and you see headlines about poverty and violence and political corruption and all sorts of other evil in the world. And you ask yourself, well, if God was really here, couldn't he just snap his fingers and make everything okay? When we have thoughts and questions like these, we are missing the real point of Jesus. Jesus' primary purpose was not to come to the world to be a fixer of our earthly problems. The real proof that Jesus is with us doesn't come from signs and miracles. During his life on earth, Jesus did miracles mostly as a way of pointing to the fact and to verify the fact that he was the Messiah from the Old Testament prophecies. And none of those miracles ever made someone believe. It never converted anyone. The miracles were simply meant to point people toward Jesus' teaching about sin and grace, about law and gospel. That criminal who blasphemed Jesus didn't realize that Jesus was carrying out that ultimate fulfillment of the gospel. As Jesus hung on the cross, he was paying for every one of your sins. every one of my sins. Every time you, me, or any other person has broken God's law, Jesus paid for that sin. Asking Jesus to come off of the cross was asking him to abandon the work that he was doing of taking away the sins of the world. That criminal didn't have the faith to understand what Jesus was doing. He was more concerned about having the visible proof, having his earthly problems solved, more so than he was concerned about the Savior. That second criminal understood, though. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he understood that he was a sinner. In verse 41, he said to the first criminal, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." From what he had seen and heard on that Good Friday, he knew that Jesus was falsely accused and a wrongfully condemned man. And more than that, he recognized that Jesus wasn't just an ordinary man. By faith, he knew that Jesus, along with being true man, was true God, the only begotten Son of the Father, sent to take away the sins of the entire world. That criminal didn't need extra proof in signs or miracles. He knew that this earthly life here wasn't the most important thing that he could ask from Jesus. His request was one of faith and one of trust. "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus gave him the best and the most comforting response when he told him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus gave him the assurance right then and there that his sins were forgiven. He gave him the promise that when he died, he would enter into God's kingdom of glory. And that's the real heart of Jesus' message to us as well. That because of what Jesus has done on the cross, we can have that assurance and that comfort in our lives right now and every day that our sins have been entirely paid for by Jesus. And it also gives us the greatest kind of hope for the future. We can have the sure hope, and that means the 100% guarantee that eternal peace and rest is waiting for us in heaven because of Jesus. But until God takes us out of this world of troubles to be in our heavenly home, we don't need to go searching for or demanding proof from God. We don't need signs or miracles that we can see because we have faith in God's word, where God put down for us everything that we need to know about him. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the thing, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." May God give us his Holy Spirit so that on our walk through this life, we learn every day to walk more and more by faith and less by sight. And at the end of our walk, may we finally reach our destination of heaven, where our faith will be turned into sight, when we will stand in the presence of our loving God, who chose to love us first. Amen. This morning, we'll be singing hymn 743, verses 1 and 4. Verses 1 and 4 of hymn 743.